There we go.
Are you done ending the damn thing every time?
Listen, I forget how I got on the last time.
All right, everybody, welcome to Peace Corner Store. Today's episode was supposed to be DoorDash, but we said, fuck it, we're going with the fact that Buzz is having trouble building the damn shelf over there with no instructions.
Listen.
Here she goes. She's about to go on a rant about it. Like, what?
I think I've been working on this. What time is it? An hour? I've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4 pieces of this vanity together. It's not just a bookshelf. It's a vanity.
No, it's a bookshelf.
There's no words to the instructions.
Where'd you get it from, though?
That's the question. I already fucked up one area and had to undo what I did. Because the picture I was following looked like it was matching what I was doing. And then when I had to add it, it was the wrong way.
Oh, Jesus Almighty.
But at least I caught it then. And
she's like, I caught it. I caught it, guys. It's okay.
I caught it. On.
I caught it. It's okay, guys.
I caught it. And now we're continuing. But like, what? What? Is it because people can't read anymore? It's only pictures? Like, did a fucking picture book to put it together?
To be honest, some of those instructions aren't the fucking greatest. Right? And we all know that.
Right.
Terrible. They're terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell you what, man. I had a long week, too, man. I got in the gym one time this week. Every other day, I haven't been able to get in there because I've been working all these late hours. Because every time I get ready to leave, my boss is like, well, you got to do this. Or she's like, what did he say this morning? I had to check in the beer guy. I'm like, okay. And this guy ain't even ready. I'm like, come on, dude. Like,
get your new buddy.
Later, because he's over there fucking screwing around trying to put the stuff off, unstack the stuff off the truck.
Get your new buddy to do it. Your new coworker that says, what does he say? All
right. Right on. He says, right on.
Right on.
Right on, right on. Right on, right on.
Oh, my gosh. God. He's gonna be fucking.
You're going to hear me say, right on, Matthew right on, as I go to the mental institute.
He's channeling his inner Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, my
God. Is he, like, old and creepy and giving, like, pedophile feels?
No, he's younger. That's the scary part, younger.
Because that's what...
He's married. I'd like to see the man's wife, because, you know, you're always interested in who they're married to.
Yeah.
And so, no slight against him. Nice guy. Has more common sense than half. One person's been there for like a month now. He can do more than she can in a month.
You know what I just realized with the Matthew McConaughey reference from that movie Dazed and Confused, where he's just like, that's why I like high school chicks. I get older and they just stay young. Like, that is such a pedophile thing to say. Like, creepy. And we all love that movie and quote Matthew McConaughey's character, like, so much. And then I just realized how creepy he is.
It's funny you say that, because there's a movie they made called Grind. There's a skate movie, and there's a character in there, Sweet Lou. That's the same thing he says, too. He said, what's the point of leaving? Every time, when he says something about they get older, he's like, I just hang out here waiting for the new crop to roll in. He's talking about the girls that are getting younger.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, dude, aren't you like 20 something? Yeah, but they're not. I was like, what a fucking creepers.
Wow. You know, one thing I have to say about putting this together, though.
Over there.
Look, putting this together, though, the one thing I have to say, it is nice. Whoever designed this Allen wrench screw everything together thing
needs a tighter fit.
I mean, it does make it easier to put furniture together, but I do have a drill. Michael does have a drill. I could have did this all with a drill, but I can't because it's an Allen wrench.
You technically could. You just have to open the bit thing and lock it in there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to do all that. I'm sure I could figure it out. I'm just going to do it by hand. Because my luck, I'll tighten it too much, like split shit.
Right.
Does it look like a screw's coming out from the other end?
Is you the wrong screw size? I mean, they have screw sizes for reasons.
No, I'm not wondering if it went through the hole.
Are we all wondering if it went through the hole?
Okay, we're good.
No, but I was supposed to get in the gym this week, and I was just like,
I've been too tired, man. Every day I came home, I slept. The other day, I had to be there till 8 o'clock for a meeting. I had a 10-minute meeting, and then she was like, oh, well, you can help with the promotional stuff. And I'm like, you know, you get that blank stare in her face. Like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
Wait a minute, my cat's fucking up shit. Will you, excuse me, sir.
She's yelling at animal abuse here. That everybody, animal abuse is committed right now.
Don't do your fat boy.
I don't know what happened there, and he got kidnapped probably on the side of the road. God damn it!
Oh Jesus! And we never got the full story.
He was supposed to finish it today. That's why I talked to him earlier. I was like, "Hey man, I'm gonna give him hell about it too." This sir, this is why we have on time for these things, sir. That's why we all plan to change everything for y'all, because y'all wanted to change the time when we record this episode,
right?
AJ, I didn't know if AJ was coming or not. He wasn't sure. He's like, oh, I ain't doing nothing. I don't know if we'll be here. I'm going to pop in and be like, whoa, I'm Mr. Macy's. That's what I'm going to pop in and say one time just to make me fucking laugh.
Oh, my gosh. And
I got upset one day when I started calling Morty all day. I was like, come on, Morty. God damn it. Let's go. Get over there, Morty. Come on.
Oh, wait. I have some. We can add to the car dealership crap. So me and Link bought a car together. And, ow, Jesus. And freaking, we go and we test drive the car on Saturday. And then we go to pick up the car to buy it on Monday because we had to, he didn't change anything yet since he's moved in. So he didn't have any residency stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted him at my current address. So we had to switch over some stuff and get that proof. But, so we sign all the paperwork, takes freaking forever. I swear to God, between Saturday and Monday, I was at this car dealership for like 12 hours. Just waiting, and then signing stuff didn't take, maybe took like 20 minutes, but waiting for everything else. And it was ridiculous. And we get out to the car, you know, they have us take a picture with the car and with our sales guy and our the other guy. And I go to walk around the car. And I noticed that there's two freaking cracks in the windshield now. I'm like, what the hell? So they had to replace his windshield. So he just picked up his car today because he had dropped it off Monday or Tuesday. He dropped it off Tuesday, the day after we bought it. And then they were supposed to have it ready yesterday and they didn't until like he was like at work. And then so he picked it up today. And now my car is at the dealership.
What happened to yours?
Well, I had two safety recalls. So the Kia Souls and the 2007 to 2016 Kia Souls had a safety recall because apparently like people are doing TikToks and like YouTube videos on how to break into cars that have regular keys. The Kia Souls have been the biggest target. So first they sent me one of those things, you know, you put on your steering wheel that everybody knows how to pop off.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Yeah, my car has an alarm system though, so I'm like, what the fuck? And now so apparently there's a software upgrade. Geico dropped my insurance with me because I didn't get the recalled software upgrade. At first they were accepting the little thing that goes on the steering wheel, and they're like, oh no, we can't reinsure you because you need to get the software upgrade. So now I went to Progressive. Thank you, Progressive. Hello, hooked, you know, did me
one
good
of them told me that I couldn't get insured because my car was high theft rate, and that has to be why it was though.
Yeah. And then they had a safety recall that the engines were blowing up from my car, and it was while driving or parked. So they have my car till Wednesday. I also needed my state inspection because, you know, I got pulled over when I wasn't driving my car. I had this appointment and we didn't have the third. So I had to go into work the one day a month that I have to go in. And I ended up getting pulled over, which I'm fighting the one ticket, but I'm hoping that they'll, you know, inspect it. They'll be like, oh, we'll let you go. I'm going to, you know, see what I can do to get out of this.
A lot of times you can get it dropped just if you have it done within a certain amount of time period.
Right. Yeah. So, like, I'm going to, hopefully they'll drop that because I'll have it done by the time we go to court. And then the stop sign ticket, though, like, I'm like, I stopped. I just didn't stop particularly long. And they're always sitting there pulling people over. But the thing is, I feel like I was targeted because I feel like he waited a long time to pull me over way after that stop sign because I have that the new driver stickers all over my car. So they were probably thinking, oh, we're going to scare the crap out of some kid. We're going to give them their first ticket. And then he saw me and like, oh, shit. Like, you're a new driver? Like, no.
Like, oh my God, my husband just taught me how to drive the car. I'm like, how did it do, officer? Was it great?
I'm like, why am I getting pulled over? They're like, that stop sign back there is not a yield sign off the thing. And I was just like, I know. I stopped for like a little bit and then went.
Yeah, you didn't like, yield technically. I didn't yield and then go. I waited like I'm supposed to.
Right? I stopped. I just didn't stop particularly long. And then I was confused. Like, what? Like, where? Like, I've done crossed over a bridge. And then I'm thinking, like, did you pull the wrong car over? Like, at first I thought he was pulling the truck that was driving like an asshole in front of me over. And I'm just like, what? So confused. Huh?
Yeah, it would make everybody confused.
But like I normally just pay those tickets. So my thing is like every 2 years I get one. And it used to be from when I was door dashing. And I was just like, I'm gonna tell the judge, like, look, I know I have a history of every 2 years getting a stop sign ticket. However, before it was not worth me to fight it. But now with the points and how much these costs, I'm fighting it.
I'm about to fight my wife's dog here in a minute. She'll stop smacking me. She always gets in my lap and starts slapping at me. And you don't know what she wants exactly. Like, you keep asking her. And she'll just sit there and keep slapping your hands and stuff.
Does she, like, talk or anything? Like, rah, 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 rah.
No, she's trained to understand commands. And the wife had said that usually you can ask her a question the way she responds. You need to go outside? No, she's sitting on the couch by the door right now because where I'm sitting in my little recliner thing here. My miniature on the go studio. Ooh, speaking of which, I'm going to ParisCon in April, so I think I may do a special edition there. It's on a Saturday.
Oh, cool.
I may record from there and just kind of walk around and talk about what's there because it's supposed to be bigger than last year. The first year I went is when I got my pop signed by the voice actor for Young Gohan. But the issue here, it doesn't look like I want anybody to sign shit, honestly. Unless I can find a Lucy from the Peanuts pop, because she'll be there.
Oh, cool. There's
going to be one guy from My Hero Academia there, and he's done a couple other things, too. He's the same guy who did Wishbone, the voice actor for Wishbone. Some graphic designer guy is going to be there. A bunch of Star Wars people are going to be there.
Okay.
So I'm waiting to see, but I want to go see more because of the vendors. But I got the VIP package, of course, because I'm, you know, bougie.
Yeah.
It was too much, like $30 a piece, but you get like that, and there's always a free wrestling show at the end, so I don't know if I'll stay and watch that. I didn't last year. Oh, nice. But I get a picture holding the title belt, so I may end up doing that, too.
That's cool.
I might have to show everybody how much of a champion I am, you know?
Maybe think of some questions to ask people that are there.
Yeah, you know, I thought about it too. I'm thinking about it. I may just ask random people,
especially
what they're there for, what they're excited to see there. Oh, well, yeah. You know, last year we did see a couple cosplayers that were really fucking cool.
Yeah.
One guy, he was dressed as Pyramid Head from fucking Silent Hill.
Oh, wow.
His costume was fucking insane. Like, the time they spend. I wonder if the guy last year that was there, who dressed as Thanos and actually won a couple contests in his costume.
Oh, nice.
I wonder if he's going to be there again because he has started a class on cosplaying that teaches people how to make their costumes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. We'll see, though. We'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll get some of the voice actors to talk to me. I don't know. I don't know how they feel about answering a few questions for the podcast. We'll see.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was pretty small the last time, so we'll see how it goes this time because they're still revealing people that are coming. And it's not for a few weeks, so. Don't snort at me, motherfucker. Well, it's nice because the weekend before is my anniversary. It's on the 6th. I haven't asked off for yet. Don't tell my wife, but I may end up asking off for it and see if I can get that Saturday off. I know she's not going to like have a heart attack if we don't do something on the day. And I believe we had the little one that day, too. Which won't make a difference. We'll just do the same thing. We're talking about doing a seafood boil because that's how the funny story of how we got engaged was, too. But, yeah, we'll save that for another fucking time. Because she likes to tell people.
I don't think I've actually heard the whole story on how you guys got engaged.
It's pretty embarrassing. It's pretty fucking embarrassing, honestly.
Yeah, then I don't remember.
Fuck it. We're going to tell it. We're having a fuck it all kind of day. Let's just go for it, everybody, okay? So how we got engaged was that we were having a seafood boil, okay? I walked away to grab the ring. I came back, and I proposed to her. And the funny part was is that she had her hands full of shit. Like, I don't know. Like, I've never done this shit before, you know what I mean? Y'all try to figure this shit. I didn't plan this shit out that well, you know? Fuck it. I was like, fuck it.
She's like,
took a shot.
She was like, oil seasoning.
I wish I could come out and tell you her fucking reaction, too. She was just like, oh, yeah. The way she responded was like, she didn't have much enthusiasm because I think it caught her off guard with it. And she had her whole hands all covered in shit. She tells her this fucking story, too. I'm like, God damn it, here we fucking go. And she laughs about it, too. This is about as worse as the time with the fucking Brahm story where I made the lady cry. And it wasn't even that I was trying to be a dick. I was just mad, dude. I'm like, I'm tired. I've been up all night. I'm ready to eat, God damn it, and my burritos aren't ready. So I went to Brahm's, and I ordered a bag of burritos, which is like 5 burritos to make them. Well, they're like, well, we got to make them. We're out of egg or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. Take a few minutes. Why not? And you pull around to the front. I'm waiting out there 20 minutes, okay? 20 fucking minutes. And I'm pissed at this one because I'm tired. I'm irritated. I'm starving. I'm like, man, I really want some burritos. So I went over there. So I come back around, and this idiot in the background is going, oh, my God, I forgot about you. And I was already pissed. So that's what set me off. And I said, who's in charge of this fucking store? Lady goes, me? I said, then why is he telling me that he forgot about me? If you're the one in fucking charge, you should be taking care of this situation. The minute I come back around and you see me at this window, knowing I've been sitting out there for 20 minutes.
Wow.
And she was looking at me, and eventually she started crying. And Stacy's in the passenger seat of the car just trying to sleep because she was tired because I picked her up. And she said something, and she went with me. I was like, well, I'm going to go get something. I'm going to go grab some breakfast. Do you want to go with? And she said, sure. But she was sitting in the car, like, sleeping. So I have to be reminded of this story randomly. Well, how about the Brahms person? You're going to go yell at the Brahms lady again? I'm like, God damn it. I swear to God, if you say another fucking word about the Brahms woman. And it's an ongoing, just never-ending shit fest I get from her about it every time.
Well, you made her cry.
You know what? God damn it! I didn't do anything on purpose. I waited 20 minutes. You tell me how you feel if someone tells you they forgot about you. You're not gonna get mad?
I don't know. One time, my egg donor mother, bio mom, forgot to pick up my kid and her friend from school, and they start texting us and texting her like, how it feels to be forgotten.
Oh my god.
Them at school. I never came.
You want? You're not going outside with the other dogs. No, knock it off. I know exactly what you want—a foot in the ass.
It's gonna be funny when we do video stuff because your dog is hilarious. With like when you sent me that one video and he's just like putting his paws on you and shit. I'm just like, that's
what she's doing right. This is exactly what she's doing right now. She's sitting here. She wants to go outside because she hears the other dogs. I want to go out there. I'm like, no, you're not going to want to stay in the park with the rest of them. No.
That's no fun.
No, I don't want to listen to this shit. And then there's a big-ass pit bull that lives next door that you can't let them out at the same time because our person doesn't want to fix the damn fence. So her mom's afraid the damn big-ass dog's going to come across and play with her like she's the chew toy. And she, of course, out there isn't trying to antagonize him. I'm like, bitch, you like 3 foot tall. You ain't gonna hurt him.
She ain't even 3 foot tall. I thought it's like.
That's what I'm saying, though. You know what I mean? Like, you're like scrappy out there. Like,
put him up. Put him up. Yep.
Like fucking Scrappy Doo from Scooby Doo over here. Shit.
That's how they are. So, like, my Malamute is submissive to the Pekingese because the Pekingese goes after
her. She's interacted with bigger dogs because originally when Stacy and I met, she had a pit bull she was taking care of. Mm-hmm. And then she gave it to her ex. Fucking bitch. Pissed me off because I wanted him. I was like, let him take him home with me. I got enough space for his big ass to come on over here. Let's go. Stop. You're not going outside with the other dogs. Now quit.
But Dad,
she's literally sitting in my lap, shaking, and that's what she does. And then she starts smacking at your hand to tell you she needs something. You gotta go outside.
She's gonna go.
And then when you ask her, we say if you gotta go outside, if she reacts to you and looks at you, that means she gotta go. And then she'll start jumping around. She ain't doing none of that because she wants to go outside to go bark with the other dogs. Usually, it's raining outside. I don't need you out there playing in the mud.
Look, these dogs having hardwood floors now. Or these laminate floors. It's ridiculous how much these animals track in dirt and mud.
Yeah. Well, no, I agree.
Getting tired of this shit.
Oh, I'm getting tired of this dog in general. Are you kidding me? She drives me nuts every day. I'm like, oh.
Well, the amount.
Now we're talking about getting that fucking German Shepherd from her friend that's trained. And she's like, because they want to give her away. They want to give her, they have to give her away to someone else because she can't take care of the dog. And I was like, well, I asked Stacey if we can keep here with us, and I don't, we'll see. That's a big dog. I ain't going to lie to y'all. That's a big dog. That's like a small child sized dog.
Look, the big dogs are a lot of work.
Yeah, I know. My wife tells me that every day.
A lot of work.
I'm about to tell her, well, then I don't need a second job then. I don't know what to tell you. I was trying to be nice. Okay? You won't give me my other dog. I can name Rush. I said, I can't rename the dog. No. She already knows your commands. That's cool. I'm going to still call her another fucking name because I can.
Get a different dog. Get a cat.
No, I don't. No, I had two cats, remember? One of them got rehomed and I'm trying to rehome the other guy. I'm trying to give one of my other roommates who was in love with him. Like, he literally, like, sat there and, like, idolized him like he was fucking Jesus. Okay, listen, you laugh, but I came home one day and he's sitting there having a full conversation with the cat. Like, he's obsessed with him. Even his little brother was like, yeah, my brother's a little obsessed with your cat. I'm like, which one? He goes, Knives. I'm like, oh, God, here we fucking go. Because he was the only one that would come and stay with you. But the other one, he was very selective on who he dealt with. Like, he wouldn't, when Stacy was there, you'd hardly ever see him come out because Stacy pissed him off one time because he got on the counter. So she grabbed him by that extra skin in the back of his neck and picked his ass up, and he just started freaking out. Okay, yeah. I'm going to let you outside, but if you start barking, I'm putting a foot in ass.
You know,
just kebab, little girl.
We should, this is a good service providing right here, Pete. I, with my ADHD, it's like doubling, but I'm missing power up. It's like body doubling here, so I'm actually getting my work done.
She's like,
and then,
like Mario.
I can't bring something I need.
She opens the box, and that's the first reaction she has.
Bing, bing.
Here's the other weird thing she does. She sits there, and if you don't open the door all the way, she sits there on this little stoop outside my back door.
Uh-huh.
And she'll just sit there and stare at the door. I'm like, dude, you could squeeze in this door. Like, what's stopping you?
Where's N?
I told you, look, she's outside here looking for the other dog. She can hear him barking. I thought, bitch, I see you. She saw me, so now she's going to go to the bathroom all of a sudden.
Cat, you're not actually helping.
Come on. He said he is. I said, you need an extra hand in the situation. He's got it. Come on. Ass in here. I'll go look at them other dogs. He ain't barking at them other damn dogs. I wonder what happened to Darren. He probably got kidnapped, everybody.
Darren.
He'd been doing those weird sexual encounters again, and then he got kidnapped by somebody. Because he was talking to me earlier, and he was like, oh, yeah. He's like, something about, he's like, he hasn't forgot or something. I was like, oh, okay. I best didn't remind him that we're recording at 4 today, and he was like, I forgot what he had said exactly to me. But he was like, something about, his phone or something. I don't remember. So man, I was half asleep and read the message. Right. I woke up to it because I was checking my messages. And like I said, AJ, he's over doing whatever. I don't know. He off in fucking La La Land for all we know. These damn guests on this show, they need to learn how to be punctual. We ain't got all day for them to be fucking around. We want to know the damn story about Darren's sexual encounter. He calls it kidnapping. I call it a strange sexual encounter he was having.
Right?
Oh, that's funny I say that, though, because I came into work the other day when I started my week. Yep. And as usual, it starts out as a fucking wild one, kids. Okay? I walk in. There's a woman sitting there at the table. Cop talking to her. And how I know this is my wife pulls up and says, oh, my God, there's somebody. There's a cop sitting at the table talking to somebody. I know what happened, but I got to hurry up and get in there and get the juicy details. I'm like, oh, God. So I come in. So what happens is apparently a guy who comes into our store regularly had met up with this girl off on a dating app. They hooked up. He brought her to the gas station because she had to go to the bathroom. So I'm assuming they were banging in the car. I have no idea. She was a very rotund woman, so I'm not sure where they were knocking them boots at.
Oh, geez.
She goes to the bathroom, from what they told me. She goes to the bathroom. Before that door even closes, the dude runs back out the door and takes off with all her shit.
Oh, shit.
She's like, I don't know his name or anything. I'm like, so you're banging a dude you don't know, okay? This is already turning out to be a very weird encounter. She's like, I got kicked out of my house.
Wow.
So I can only imagine what that conversation was like. Then she asked the cop and the manager that was on duty before I got there, can you download this app so I can message this other guy to come get me? I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, are people that desperate to get some booty that they're just hitting anything that's moving at this point? Because that's what it feels like here. Okay? Because it was like, I was like, she's not the good, best looking person in the world, you know, and not to say I am either. But goddamn, boys, like, are we that desperate these days? Like, fuck, guys. Fine. Like, seriously, let's have some self fucking standards here, goddamn it. We don't know what she's got. If she banging just any random guy, you don't know what that chick got. Gonna catch something strange, and then it's just gonna be a fucking, oh, well, you know. I don't know why I had it. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ, man. So the cop's talking to her, because clearly you can tell this chick's not right in mental mind. She's not mentally stable at all.
Right.
He's asking her all these questions and things, and I'm like, oh, God, here we go. Finally get this woman out of there, okay? And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, and it gets better, too, because apparently
Monday, we
had an incident at Walmart.
Oh, yeah?
Where the guy got fucking tasered.
Nice.
So apparently from what I was told from eyewitness accounts from somebody last night when they came in, I got the hot gossip. They said that they were there watching the whole time. This dude goes and grabs a box of fucking wine, rips open the fucking box, puts the bag that's inside with the wine on his shoulder and starts walking around the store with it. Then he starts screaming, I want to go home. I just want to go home. It's time for me to go. It's time for me to get out. And he's just ranting and raving. So he starts freaking out, okay? So then apparently he takes bleach and is throwing bleach across the store. Almost hits my eyewitness and hits another woman with bleach. And the bleach spills all of her clothes and everything. I'm like, oh, God. What the hell is going on? Apparently eventually they had to taser this guy because he wouldn't stop. I was like, what the fuck, dude? What is going on? The world is going crazy in this town. Because a week or two ago, we had another fun incident at the store where they came in, and apparently one kid is... We have four kids, okay? Apparently there's four. Only seen three. The two young ladies with them, of course, are underage. 14, 15, somewhere in that range. Mama comes in threatening to beat the shit out of one of them. Mama whooped the other one's ass because she ran over to the Lowe's. There's two guys left, okay? And these two schmucks are left in the store. And I'm like, guys, you need to go. I'm like, you got to get the fuck out of here. If you're holding, get the fuck out of here. One guy clearly has got something because he's got this bag strapped to his chest like it's his heart. Literally close to his neckline. He's got it sitting there. So it means that he's got something in there. So apparently someone had told me that this kid had a gun as well.
Oh, is this the same? Is this a different one than the people?
No, this is the one I told you. I told you about it. I didn't tell anybody else about it. But yeah, that's the one they were talking about. So I got more details for the story, though. Oh,
nice.
So the kid was carrying a gun. He had the drugs. And he's sitting in the store. And this kid's wearing sunshades, mind you, at like 2 in the morning. How more obvious you could be that there's something not right about that? You're sitting there walking around sunshades on at 2 in the morning, bro. Like, get out of here with that shit. I was telling this kid, I was like, bro, if you got something, if I were you, I'd go out that side door. I didn't see shit. Still stands in the store. He eventually gets away. The other kid stays because he's freaking out about his goddamn car. So we got all that going on. And then the two eyewitnesses for the Walmart thing said they know one of the kids. And I was like, oh, God. I was like, just tell him next time it's private property that we'd have to call to have his car towed. So we can't sit there and worry about anything. We're not worried about towing his car. It's like, dude, just go and come back. I mean, if you got, you know, the cops, they already thought you left. But no, you're standing there talking to him, and he's sitting there talking to the cops. So then he gets arrested. Apparently he got off because for some, I don't know what reason, but, you know, that had to be an interesting story. You're still trying to figure out that detail. So.
Wow.
I've also decided we're going to start giving IQ tests to people that work with me because I can't handle stupidity anymore. You're laughing, but I'm fucking serious. This girl I have that works for me, 19-year-old, I real cool, but cannot follow instructions for worth anything. I swear to God, she can't follow fucking simple instructions at all. I said, stay on the list, okay? Because when we make breakfast in the mornings, we have to make it, you know, get it started. There's a list, and they tell you exactly how the list should go. And I said, here, just stick to this list, and you'll be okay. What does she do? Keeps diverting from the list. What do I do next? Go look at the list and work the list. It tells you numbers are 1 through 6. Go follow, do exactly what it says. As soon as you're done with that, put it in the oven, get it warmed up, da-da-da, there you go.
But did it have pictures?
Oh, my God. You know, if it did, I bet we wouldn't have this fucking problem, honestly. Like, here, insert in the oven. Open the door. I had made a TikTok about that, too. I was like, God damn it, you know. You need to fucking handle it.
These goddamn instructions for this thing is all pictures. And I have to guess the artwork on these pictures that it's lining up right when I'm now doing, like, the slidey things for the drawers. This is.
I honestly don't think even if it had pictures, she'd still get it.
Wow.
Honestly, don't. Okay. Sometimes she's just got that airhead like quality.
What's some new? What is she like? A Gen Alpha?
I don't know. She's 19, so whatever generation they fall under now.
What does that fall under? 19.
I don't know. I'm not sure. It's gonna be old. That's gonna be real. What's it? Gen Z, I think she's Gen Z. Any Gen Zers that listen here, you have one, you need to go back and return. Like, you can take her back to Kmart, Target, any place you want, just return her because she's making you all look like dummies.
Listen, you gotta be like, you gotta yeet skirt. You never loved me, Mom.
Oh my God, no, she didn't do any of that. She's got all these dudes trying to pick up on her, though. She had a Coke delivery guy come in and give his number to her, and apparently he had a girl.
Oh, geez.
By the way, fellas, I need y'all to listen to this shit. How dumb is fucking dumb when you have your girl's name in your profile and pictures of her, and you're trying to talk to another girl?
Right? Like, I don't get that.
Like, be inconspicuous, you stupid fucks. How hard is that?
How about y'all just stop trying to pick up people when you're still with somebody else? Just, there's nothing. All right.
Everybody, first off, they may be trying to live that poly lifestyle. They want to be a part of that little group action thing. They want to have the tripod.
That's when you got to put that. You got to have that on your profile. You got to come up. You got to be upfront about that.
Oh, I've already got the post you're going to put is looking for a friend to play with.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, there we go.
Looking for a unicorn.
We're looking for that unicorn, that one person that won't cause drama in the tripod.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't know. My other manager, the great Donnie, I call him Pimp Daddy Donnie, because Donnie got two dudes. He got his two dudes and he's set to go.
I'm gonna tell
I Mike know what kind of like tripod action he got going in his household, but Donnie over there, he running the whole stable over there.
I'm gonna tell Daddy Mike that you guys are putting out an advertisement for a different unicorn.
Uh-oh. Well, Daddy Mike hasn't caught me like a Pokemon. I'm like Mew, I'm hard to catch, you know? Daddy Mike also told me he was going to give me those, like, grapefruit-sized anal beads so I could pop them out of my ass and shoot them off like a Nerf gun, but he didn't do that either.
Yeah. Empty promises.
God damn it, Mike. It's like DoorDash. He just doesn't deliver. God damn it.
Look, DoorDash is... We should talk about DoorDash. So let's tell you.
Let's talk about DoorDash, everybody. Let's get back on track for this episode.
I order DoorDash. It's always missing something. And I know it's not... And I use DoorDash, so I get that it's not always the DoorDasher's fault. Because, you know, they tape up the bags and everything, but like...
Oh, I check. I don't check, but back in the heyday, I check them.
Yeah, simple shit like drinks. Like, alright, but you know my stuff's supposed to come with drinks. Where the fuck are my drinks? And then, like, okay, if you... Like, one time I ordered food and they're like, the drinks didn't make it. We spilt them. Sorry. Cool. You need to report that on your fucking app so I get reimbursed for that shit. Like,
I call and tell them, yeah.
Like, oh my gosh. Or like food, like missed, like just whole food missing. Or like if I ordered like two pizzas and a sub and a 2 liter and you show up with one box, like really? Really? Where's the rest of my food?
My favorite thing is they're like, there's nothing to check. I'm like, yeah, there is. They make you check the list before you... They tell you what items to pick up. So if the items aren't there, what are you doing?
Right. Like, if it says you got 15 items to pick up, that's... Then you were picking up one item. Like, what the hell? Like, you're doing it wrong. Like...
I mean, that falls into that tipping people for thing category. Okay, I get that argument. Of that part of it, like, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're not telling... You're not grabbing the correct items.
Right.
Even though you have a fucking list that say how many items you're supposed to have and you bring one and there's supposed to be 15. Okay, yeah. So like Uber Eats, you can fucking pull the tip from people, which is kind of hoish shit. But I see why that is there now.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I only use Uber Eats now, but I mean, it's almost the same drivers, but I think because you can pull tips, the Uber Eats drivers are just a little bit better making sure that you got your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And because then you can go after and add the tip or tip better after they deliver.
Right.
So Uber Eats got some, but DoorDash has gotten ghetto.
It's because they hire anybody. Oh, like, actually, in fact, they don't just hire anybody because somebody kept saying they're like, well, I was trying to sign up and I couldn't. It wouldn't accept me. I'm like, really? Oh, that was the girl that was working with me. That was the girl I called Turtle from first season one. That girl is dumb as a box of fucking rocks, man. Dumb as a box of fucking rocks, man. I don't want her delivering any of my shit, bro. I had one person one time deliver it to the wrong house, and I told them it was at the wrong house. And DoorDash is like, well, we're not going to refund you because it took you too long to respond. I'm like, what do you mean it took me too long to respond, dude? I told them 3 times it's at the wrong fucking house.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's
like,
just
come
like,
on, man.
Going to the wrong, like, we're giving you the address. How are you getting this shit wrong? Like, I'm watching on the map that it has routed you to my house. Where the fuck are you going?
Oh, it's great because they get out over here mine because they have trouble figuring out because we're in a duplex kind of thing. So there's 2 doors. They can't figure out what door is mine, even though there's numbers on the fucking door. Like, that's the one thing they don't do around here is number things really well. So when you're trying to figure out which house is theirs, and I'm like, I'll tell them. I'm like, yo, maybe next time number your house because I can't read. I can't look through the house and understand where it's at. And then you get mad. I'm contacting you. Well, I'm trying to make sure your food gets to your house. But you want to be a dick? I'll just drop it off and say I dropped it off. Oh, it's on the doorstep. I don't know what to tell you. Have a great night.
Right.
And then you're trying to message me afterwards. I'm like, no, I'm good.
I know there was a couple times I did some deliveries where it's like didn't even seem like the people home must like, and they had like a whole bunch of stuff DoorDash there. Like they had food sitting out there already. I did like a one of those like shop for them orders on DoorDash for like I don't know, Wise or something. And I'm just like, you guys coming home anytime soon? You guys got like some milkshakes from Chick-fil-A chilling out here? Like
take a picture and just fucking walk off the rest of the food. Be like, oh, lunch for me, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Right.
Grateful pricks. My favorite thing is when they're trying to push you on that, $2 for like 10 miles. I'm like, I'm not going 10 miles for $2, DoorDash. That's on you. You're getting paid. I'm not. Fuck you.
Right.
That's why I stopped doing DoorDash, because I was just tired of the bullshit. Like, I was doing okay most nights. Stace was doing that stupid pay by the hour thing. I'm like, dude, I think you're getting cheated on those, because they're sending those shitty orders, and you have no choice but to say yes. I'm like, I'm not saying yes to something that ain't worth my time. That's the thing. That's how I did mine. Anybody said, well, I got to have the top rating. I don't care if I have the top rating or not. I'm not going to waste my time. Like, there's people out there just taking every order they're given, even though it's not worth it. Like, make sure you look at where that, how far you're going for how much money. Because it's a trap sometimes.
Yeah.
And DoorDash needs to, like, start to put a minimum for if you're X amount of miles, you need to start paying a little extra for someone to bring it out there. That's bullshit.
Right. And that's the thing. Like, when I first started DoorDashing, I did that. Like, I was taking every order. So I was like making bank, but like, then it was like, yo, I'm like driving like 45 minutes for like $1.87. Like, no.
That's what I'm saying. That's the bullshit I'm talking about. And everybody's like trying to call them to do something. It's like, well, the only way they can do that is boycott them. The only way they're going to learn. Just like the Kellogg's guy, who's my new favorite person for Dumbass of the Week. By the way, pretty Dumbass of the Week is brought to you by Boss Man Jerky. If y'all need some jerky from a real-time person, not from those big companies, go to Facebook.com and look up Boss Man Jerky. He'll get you taken care of. Anyways, but the Kellogg's guy, who's a dumbass, goes, well, I raised all the prices by 20% because I could.
Wow.
I'm like, what are you, fucking retarded or something? You literally told everybody you raised the prices because you can and just bragged about it. And then wonder why people are pissed.
Right.
Then he goes, well, you know, if you can't afford food, have cereal for breakfast. Have cereal for dinner. I'm like, you're a fucking moron, dude.
Wow.
Now everybody's trying to boycott all their brands and everything, too. And I'm like, we'll see how well that goes for you.
Yeah, and you know, this is where I wish I used to that I could like do that super couponing, but they've done so much with that too that you can't even like get away with that. Hey, I asked this child for tea like an hour ago. Where's my tea?
Which child is this, Emily?
Yeah.
By the way, everybody, Emily doesn't listen to instructions well.
Like, I feel like she started to make it in the kitchen, and it hasn't made its way here to me in the living room.
Where is she at now? Let's call and ask her. Let's go ask her. Tell her we're on the podcast, man. We need her to explain to us why it is she couldn't get the tea there. She's part of Gen Z. Maybe we can understand what part of the instructions they don't understand. We can fix this problem.
Hey, Emily, where's my tea?
Yes, Emily, we'd like to know where the tea is at. We want to know how come it is you had trouble getting the tea to your mother as she asked you. What part of that was hard to understand? She'd never answer, too. She'd be like, I'm not talking to y'all. You're a bunch of fucking weirdos.
Right, exactly. Right. She gave me that look earlier. She was sitting in here. That's why I asked her what age 19 is, and she said Gen Z.
Oh, she was there for that part of that conversation. Oh, why is she gonna be like that? Don't move. We're trying to do some research. Damn, it's like their generation scared of research.
Now her sister, who is a Gen Z though, she takes after me, and she's more of a Gen X millennial than
we're millennials. Okay, unfortunately, we're millennials, right?
Right, but I'm an elder millennial.
I'm the eldest millennial in this group, okay?
I was still a latchkey kid. I was still forgotten, drank out of the hose.
You drank out of the hose, too? We did as well. They didn't kill us.
That's the thing. Like, they're like, oh, millennials, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, no, no. Them younger towards, like, Gen Z millennials are the ones that got spoiled and got all the trophies. I didn't get all that shit.
Nope.
Like, we still did work and stuff. We could
go outside as kids and disappear for hours, and it's fine. Nowadays, you can't go outside with some weirdo trying to grab you out of the front lawn.
I'm so surprised I did not get kidnapped as a kid. I remember being 5 years old. And look, I know, and people are like, you can't remember when you're five. I can remember. My dad died when I was seven. So at 5 years old, I remember my mom sending me to the 7-Eleven. It was only like a block down the street. But I had to cross over two streets. So 5 years old, go in there, and I would get like Lunchables. Back when Lunchables used to be the shit. Remember Lunchables used to have like the spicy mustard? It had like the cool little
mint. Yes, they had the deluxe little thing with the mint and everything in it. Yes, I remember those.
Like, and then like so much more food. But anyway, like I would go get her whatever. And whatever we need at the house, get milk, whatever, and get my little Lunchable and like come back. And I was like five. And then like I remember being like even that young and like a little bit older, where like they would send you to those little cigarette machines where you pulled the lever out and it got the cigarette, and getting her own cigarettes, never wearing seatbelts and crawling all over the car, like from the front seat to the back seat. I remember like one, like we used to throw, like she had like a hole that you could see underneath her seat that you could see like the street.
Jesus.
Down there. Like,
what the fuck? Like, mom, get a fucking rug and cover that shit up. God, man, it makes us look trashy.
But yeah, like walking around all over the place. And in the 90s, there was that serial killer that was jumping trains. I think it was in 98.
Yeah.
My mom left me in the care. This was before my dad's side of the family took me away from her and I didn't live with her anymore. My mom left me in the care of a runaway hippie, and she had me smoking weed at age 11 and jumping trains during the time of the serial killer in 98 that was jumping trains and killing people.
Oh shit.
In Howard County. Yeah, Howard County, Maryland. He was spotted in Howard County, Maryland. And that's where we were jumping trains. And we ended up in West Virginia. My mom had to come and pick us up because we were jumping trains and shit. So I think like the girl was 18. Actually, my daughter Emily's named after her. She was like really like she like taught me to be like really free spirited and stuff like that. She was like, you know, hippie or whatever. And I just like always like kind of like liked her and just like. Like just like her freedom and all that crazy stuff and everything, and I actually named my daughter after her, which is weird, but yeah.
I would name my children all anime character names if I could, but I couldn't get away with that because my crazy ex.
Well, it says I gave her a basic white girl name, and the
basic white girl name. That's right.
The new Karen name is the Emily now or something, and I'm just like.
I don't think of very many Emilys that are Karens. I think only Emily I know, she's not a Karen.
Right, and I was just like, look, when I named you Emily, it wasn't popular yet, so I don't know what to tell you. But, like, right. it's because her older sister's name is Karma.
So we're going to name her Helen Kellen if she ain't careful over there, and Frank, and then lots of really get puzzled. Like, who are that?
I was like, you could have been Ingrid. You could have been Ava Shea.
Oh my God. You know, we should name her Sherman. And then we fucking, somebody have maybe Mr. Peabody and walk around and tell her what to do.
Gert.
And then just have her practice. Gee, I don't know, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, like I don't know. Like, you don't like your name, you can change it, whatever.
Yeah, you can go fucking change it. That's right. Remember, we're going to change my name to Vash. I told you, I'm changing my name to Vash. That's it. It's in discussions. I'm discussing with my wife now, you know. She may not like that idea, but we'll see. She'll just probably go fucking dork. That's all she says every time I tell her something. Like, some of these real great ideas, I look at her, I'm all excited to tell her, and that's exactly her response is, fucking dork.
Yeah.
You know, bitch, fuck you then, all right? It was a great fucking idea, and you know it.
You know it.
You know it. My wife doesn't know how to communicate either. We reached out to her friend that's in jail.
Uh-huh.
Sent him some money and stuff, and I was like, she's like, well, I'll let you know when if everything works out. Nothing. Complete fucking crickets until I see her this morning. So, hey, thanks for fucking telling me you got everything figured out, dick.
Figure what out? That they were gonna fix.
Was she trying to figure out the jail pay thing? Because she was putting some money on his books for him. And she's trying to figure out, like, how much, she didn't know how much shit costs. And she says, sometimes they'll tell you, because we're trying to put some money in his books for me. We're going to send him a message. Because we were supposed to write him sooner, but it's just been, it's, you know, what do you say to somebody in jail, man? It's hard to say shit to them, because I don't know what to say to them.
Look, when I end up in jail.
Oh, God, here we go.
I want to know what's going on in the world. What did I miss at the corner store?
Right. Or have you come call in, phone and call in, like, and now here, a special edition of Buzz from jail. Buzz, what's going on there? Well, today somebody got stabbed on the block. You know, look, something about some kind of racial terms about the white guy stealing from the black guy kind of thing. I'm like, Buzz, you got to be pretty correct. What gangs were they a part of? Well, the Aryan Brotherhood versus, you know, whatever the fuck some of these black gangs are, you know, just come with random fucking names from. Yeah, they were just stabbing people. And then you hear somebody in the background, hey, are you snitching? No, I'm not. I'm not doing anything.
Look, the only gangs I know is like the Crips and the Bloods and the M13. They were spray
painted. M13s, there's the Aryan Brotherhood. There's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch. Isn't that one guy, it's that prison one where he was in prison talking about being a shot caller and shit? I like listening to his shit. His shit's crazy, dude. The stories he fucking tells are just insane.
I feel like a lot of the gang stuff, because I grew up in the hood, and like the gang.
Oh my God. It's funny you say that shit about the hood. My boss, who I work with, she said her money was, what did she say? She said her name was C-Money. So my name's C-Money. I'm from the hood. I'm like, whoa, calm down, C-Money. Don't be getting mean on those streets of Malibu over there. You better settle down. And we also started fucking busting out laughing because she was trying to convince us that she grew up in the hood of Fort Worth over there. I'm like, bitch, that ain't the hood. You want to go to Chicago with me? We'll go see some real shit go down out there. I grew up in the hood. I know what it's like. I'm like, oh, calm down, C-Money. We know she's bringing out your piece and... and start teleporting some gas, start putting your gas, and start putting some bullets to some motherfuckers up in here. Calm down. We don't need you to get gangster up in here with us, you know?
Yeah, people had the
posse, roll up with the bat, and start showing up.
People had nicknames and shit, but as far as like what the gangs were named, like I don't know any of that. I wasn't in any of the gangs. I had some friends that were in quote gangs.
Buzz was like, part of the gang. She just didn't want to tell nobody about it. Her gang banging days. Yo, bitch, I told you to give me all that money. Isn't it slapping them?
Should I have my money?
Mm-hmm.
Look, I remember one time my kid's dad, like, these people rolled up on him and stuff, and I was just like, be a man and fight back. Like, damn, were they freaking carrying? No, like, beat their asses. Like, fuck that shit, because they said that he sold them fake weed or something like that. Or, like, whatever. So, like, they rolled up on him. And I'm just like, beat their asses. Like, whatever. It's like, because he had my car. I was like, look. I was like, put me on the phone. Because I was like, I don't care what the fuck you do to him. But whatever money he's got on him, that's my money. And that's my car. So, don't fuck up my shit. And don't take my shit. Because then you got to deal with me. And a lot of people respect me. And I have no clue why.
Uh-oh. I tell y'all. Buzz is working at Secret Double Life as a drug dealer. She's running those streets hard. She said, watch out.
If I
gotta call you, it means I'm gonna show up at your house and blow the fucker up.
Not me, I just knew people.
Well, Stacy's friend was like that too. I'm not gonna say his name on here. But all you had to do is mention his name, boy, and let me tell you, people were fucking scared. I've met the guy. He's real cool, so I could just only imagine what it was like to be on his other side of shit.
I mean, I did, like, obviously where I work now, which I'm not going to say where I work and don't say where I work, but where I work now, like, I have to go through.
I told you, she works in the hood, everybody. Damn, that's what she's trying not to say. It's so secret about it. She work in those corners, handing them that drug. I'll be like, yo, bitch, you better have my money. Like when was there, Chris Tucker said, what if Michael Jackson was a pimp?
Look,
hey, bitch, you got my money? Mike, I only got $100.
What's funny is, like, the DEA's, like, thing going after, like, pot dealers so bad and stuff, like, it was weird. Why? So, like, I had a friend that may or may not have been part of that, you know, I don't know if he was doing that stuff, you know, and the FBI had pictures of me. I'm like, yo, I'm, like, 15 in this photo, like, what do you want, what?
That's funny,
like, I'm in my 20s and you're pulling me into this shit, you got, like, my whole life, like,
You got nothing on me, A.
So was it the FBI that came and hit you up, though?
Yeah, like we had to go to, I went to,
not on their behalf,
but on my friend's behalf, I testified for him on like his good stuff with the community and everything. But like, I was just like, you know, all their stuff, they got him for tax evasion. I mean, like, they couldn't get, they got him for tax evasion. He's out already, I think. But it's like, you know, all this stuff they were saying was like, man, I've never seen any of this in my life. And some of it was like really, like he was like really big on like no gun violence and stuff like that. So when they were trying to say, oh, we raided this property of theirs and they had like bullshit, like, because he don't own, he doesn't, he's not into that. That's not his, that's not what he's like and stuff. Like, nope. And I was like, I'm just the babysitter. I cleaned the house and I babysat, which is true. I did do that.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
Being a stand-up guy, flipping houses, helping.
Everybody, Buzz is that person that Cat Williams tells you about. You know that everybody, every black person, he's a white friend. Buzz wants to be that white friend for you, okay? You know, you call him at 2 a.m, and, you know, oh, no, this is not Chiquita. Oh, no, no, you know, that's okay. It happens. You know, hang up. If you get a call back, we'll figure this thing out. That's going to be Buzz.
Now call me up when you're in jail. Murder, who?
She's like, oh, I need an alibi. She's like, oh, I got you. She's like, I got you, though, but, you know, there's a little fee, cost and services. Exactly what she's going to do. She's going to tell you there's cost and services. Hey, babe. Literally what she's going to... What's up? Well, we're recording, but it's fine. You can talk. We're done in a minute anyways. All right, well, we're going to wrap this episode up anyway, so...
All right.
But hopefully next week Darren finally shows up, you know, because he's a. Anyways, he knows what he did. Darren, I know if you hear this, you missed your episode, son. We want to know the story about your sexual encounter / what you claim to be kidnapped as.
You're going to have to send me a picture of Darren so I can put him on a milk carton.
Yes. Next time I see him, I'm going to take a picture of him real quick, and he's not going to know what's going on. Like, Darren, he's just smile real quick and then just fucking do it.
Not even. I'll like catch him, like get the worst picture, like catch him like out of nowhere, like, huh?
Oh God, no. Oh God, no. Okay. All right. Well, this is another episode of Peace Corner Service. Buzz, say bye to everybody.
Peace, love, and chicken grease, y'all.
All right, guys. You know where to find us. Stories from your corner store at gmail.com. TikTok at Peace Corner Store. If you want to be on the show, you got something you want to submit, let us know. Until next time. Peace, motherfuckers.